Hey everyone, this is going to be a quick overview of RS Games. I've been meaning to do this for a really long time, haven't really gotten around to it, and people wanted me to do it, so we're going to do it. This is essentially another gaming platform. I did a demo of Quentin C. This is another one. It's got a lot of the same games, not as many games as Quentin C. But I figured I would demo it since people asked me and since they just updated it on the 20th. So let's see, then that would have been Tuesday. No, Monday. I'm not keeping track of my days. Monday. So basically, there's a client that you download for either Windows or Mac OS at rsgames.org. And it's free. There is an iOS app. I don't recommend that app. It hasn't been updated in more than a year. And a lot of the games you are charged for, which I think is a bit odd, especially considering that the service itself is free to use on Mac OS and Windows. There is also a web client that you can access at rsgames.org. But it's not as advanced even as the Quentin C web client. There are no sounds and there's no keyboard commands. But I'm going to go ahead and launch this. I'm running on Windows right now.
Start window.
So let's just type
RS Games Client app.
And let's run it.
Well, RS Games Client, no game, text, please select an option. Login as Lannan.
All right, so when you first open this, you're in the main menu. Because I have logged in here already and enabled auto login, I can log in.
Log in with an existing account.
If I hit down arrow, you can log in with an account.
Create a new account.
You can make a new account.
Forgot password. Visit RS Games homepage. Donate to RS Games. Get and stay in touch with us. Quit. Quit.
All right, so a lot of those are pretty self-explanatory. When you create your account, it'll ask you for a username, an email address, and a password, I believe. And then you can just log in after you verify. I'm pretty sure you have to go into your email and verify the account. I'm going to log in here.
Login as Lannan. Welcome to RS Games. Please follow at RS Games on Twitter for real-time updates as we fix bugs and make enhancements to the games. That's at RS_Games. You can also like our page on Facebook at www.facebook.com/RSGames1 to receive these updates. If you like RS Games, please consider donating by clicking the link on the RS Games website, www.RSGames.org. Please choose a game to play, Monopoly.
All right, so we have a list of games, and after it gives you all that info, we have
Monopoly,
Uno,
Blackjack,
Yahtzee,
1,000 Miles, Battleship, Shut the Box, Scrabble, Apples to Apples, Farkle, Rummy, Pig, Bingo, Dreidel, Zombie Dice, I Doubt It, Cards Against Humanity, Toss Up, War, Slot Machines, 99, Werewolf, 1424, Threes, Roulette, Chat Rooms, Go Fish, Left Center Right, Changing Email Address.
And then we get to the options at the bottom of the list. You can change your email.
Authenticate email. Change password. Change username. View recent changes. View recent announcements. RS Games statistics. Latest audio update from the developers. Disable auto login. Quit. Quit.
And those are all your options. A lot of those are pretty self-explanatory, I would say. Chat rooms is the latest addition to the client that came out, like I said, on Monday. So yeah, you have a bunch of different games. I think the best ones I like on here are probably Cards Against Humanity, which is not for the faint of heart, Apples to Apples, Werewolf, and probably Zombie Dice, but you do have a bunch more.
Disable auto login.
So just to show you something, let's look at Zombie Dice. So I'm going to hit Z. So in this menu, you can hit any letter.
Zombie Dice. Press Control plus F1 for game instructions. Select an option from the main menu. New game.
Right, so I hit Z for Zombie Dice. Now I'm in the main menu for that particular game. So let's talk about how this works. Each game you choose will ask you, well, actually, it will prompt you and say that it's downloading sounds because each game has its own list of sound effects. And once that download is complete, you will be taken to the main menu. Now, there is background music. I have it turned down in a lot of these games, and I believe that setting
Our end of the
saves...
year clearance is now going on. Come see the items marked down.
And that's an ad. I'm just going to hit the control key to ignore that. There are ads on this platform that they post that occasionally pop up and tell you about different things. But as I was saying, all of these games have music. I've turned it down for the most part, but if you hit F4, that will turn it up. If you hit F3, that turns it down. And I'm pretty sure it does save on the server, because I've turned all this stuff off, and I would log in under different computers, and it would save it. So F3 turns the music volume down, F4 turns it up. You can hit W, that will tell you some information about each game.
There are no players in a game. There is one player, slan and waiting for a game.
So this one's pretty empty right now. It's just me. If I hit F1...
Please select an option. Send a message to staff. Report a player. Read the official RS Games rules. Submit a suggestion. Cancel.
So a lot of these are pretty self-explanatory, I would say. You hit enter on them and they do what they say they do.
Canceled. New game.
F2 is your chat key.
Enter a message to chat. Dialogue. Enter a message to chat. Edit blank.
So I can type in test.
RS Games client zombie dice. Text. Message from Slannon. Test. New game.
So that's what it sounds like when you send or receive a message. It just says message from the player name and then the message. Let's see. What am I forgetting here? F7.
Please choose a game. Monopoly. You know, blackjack.
F7 lets you change games. So say I'm playing Zombie Dice right now and I want to go play Monopoly.
You know, Monopoly.
I can go up here to Monopoly.
Press Control plus F1 for game instructions. Select an option from the main menu. New game. The Blind Shell 2 is here. A simple cell phone
with... And that's another ad that I'm just going to ignore. So now I'm on Monopoly. And I can check that by reading the title bar of the window.
RS Games Client Monopoly.
With NVDA key T. Let's see. What else? F8 allows you to choose a person to send a private message to.
Pick a user to send a private message to. Anunik on Monopoly. Bodger on, you know, baseball player on Farkle, Braves fan 1980 on 1,000 miles.
So this just shows you all the users. If you hit the first letter, you can jump to it.
Short stacks on, you know.
So I hit S.
Slannon on Monopoly. Sparkling powder puff puppy on Farkle.
I can send a message to myself if I hit end.
Pick a user to send a Steve NC on the big blind.
Actually, it won't let
cancel.
Me.
Zamp on 1,000 miles. Cancel.
Okay, it won't let me use home and end, but if you go all the way down to the bottom of the menu, you've got cancel. Let's just send something to myself.
Short stack. Slannon on Monopoly. Enter the message you want to send to Slannon. Dialogue. Enter the message you want to send to Slannon. Edit blank.
Just do test.
RS Games client Monopoly. Text. You can't send a PM to yourself. New game.
Oh, and it's not going to let me do it. But speaking of messages, you can hit home and end.
Please select an option. You can't send a PM to yourself. Please select an option.
Home and end jump to the top and bottom of the main buffer. If you hit page up and page down, that goes up and down by one item.
Welcome to RS Games. Please follow at RS. You can also like our... If you like RS Games, please choose a game to play.
So this is just the general history. Now, if you want to interact with your chat messages, the same keystrokes apply, except you hold down the control key. So if I do control home...
Message from Slannon, test.
And then control end.
Message from Slannon, test.
That jumps to the top and bottom.
Message from Slannon, test.
Page down and page up goes up and down by one, but I just have one item here right now.
Message from Slannon, test. Message from Slannon, test.
So I just hit control page up there twice quickly. Let's see, what else? You can hit control F1. That will open up the documentation for the particular game that you're on in your web browser, and you can read that. I'm going to go play a round of Zombie Dice here.
New game. Join game. List. View. View game stats. Polls. Switch game. Force re-download of sounds. Quit.
And I don't think I showed you what's in the menu for each of these games, but basically in each game menu you've got new game, join games, you can list games. You can usually view the scoreboards. There are polls that they will sometimes offer.
Force re-download of sounds.
You can force the sounds to re-download.
Switch game. Polls. There are no polls you can vote on at this time. Select an option from the main menu. New game.
Yeah, so there's no polls. F7 doesn't seem to be working to let me switch, so I'm going to use the menu.
Switch game. Please choose a game. Monopoly.
So I just hit S for switch and then Z.
Zombie dice. The game will now close. Audacity. Track.
Oh, it just crashed. Okay.
Start. RS Games.
That's a bug.
Welcome. RS Games. Login as Slannon. Welcome to, you know, Zombie Dice. Press Control plus F. New game. Join game. List games. View scoreboards. View game stats. Polls.
Yeah, and you can also view game information like wins and things like that.
View list. Join game. List view scoreboards.
Let's actually view the stats for me.
View game stats.
Or I think this uses them for you. I'm not sure.
Viewing your current game stats. You have played 25 games. Out of those games, you have won 11 and lost 14. Your last win was 1 year, 3 months, 24 days, 17 hours, 59 minutes, and 42 seconds ago. And your last loss was 19 hours, 38 minutes, and 9 seconds ago. Select an option from the main menu. New game.
So let's go ahead and make a new game here.
Would you like this game to be private? Yes.
You can make games private. If you do, you have to type in a password. Let's just show you that real quick.
Enter a password for this game. Dialogue. Enter a password for this game. Edit blank.
And I'm going to just type in password.
RS Games Client Zombie Dice. Text. The game is now set to private. Players will need to enter the password to join. Game created. Please wait for players to join your game. Press enter when you are ready to start. To enable voice chat, press Control plus Shift plus V. You must be using version 2.0 of the client for voice chat to work.
Right, so it tells me that the game has been set up and that it's private. So if you were to join this, you would go to Join Game and choose the private game option in the list and type in the password, and it would let you in. You do have voice chat, so if you hit Control-Shift-V...
Voice chat enabled.
That turns it on and off. You can hit Control-Shift-M.
Microphone muted. Microphone unmuted.
To mute and unmute your microphone.
Voice chat disabled.
I will show you that, I think, at some point. We'll go into the chat rooms and see if I can get something going for a chat room, just to show you how that feature works. I'm going to play with a bot, so I'm just going to hit B.
You have added Bot Hobart.
All right, we'll play with Hobart. That's fine. So this game is pretty simple. You're rolling dice, and basically the idea is to get 13 brains while avoiding getting a bunch of shotguns. I believe if you roll and get 3 shotguns, you lose all your brains, so you have to be careful. But let's just run through this real quick, so I'm going to hit enter.
The game is starting. You go first. It is your turn. Roll dice.
And of course... this is primarily driven by menus, as you can probably tell, so if I hit down arrow.
Intern and bank your brains. Leave game. Leave game. Intern and bank your brains. Roll dice.
This game is pretty easy. Other games will have more options.
You shake the cup and select 3 dice from it at random. You have selected a red die, and a green die. You roll the dice. You roll shotgun, shotgun, and shotgun. You now have a total of 0 brains and 3 shotguns. You have 3 shotguns. Your turn is over. It is Hobart's turn. Hobart shakes the cup and selects 3 dice from it at random. Hobart has selected a yellow die, a green die, and a red die. Hobart rolls the dice. Hobart rolls brain, runner, and runner. Hobart now has a total of 1 brain and 0 shotguns. Hobart has 2 runners, a green die and a red die. It is Hobart's turn. Hobart shakes the cup and selects a die from it at random. Hobart has selected a green die. Hobart will also re-roll his 2 runners. Hobart rolls the dice. Hobart rolls shotgun, brain, and runner. Hobart now has a total of 2 brains and 1 shotgun. Hobart has 1 runner, a red die. It is Hobart's turn. Hobart shakes the cup and selects 2 dice from it at random. Hobart has selected a green die and a yellow die. Hobart will also re-roll his 1 runner. Hobart rolls the dice. Hobart rolls runner, shotgun, and brain. Hobart now has a total of 3 brains and 2 shotguns. Hobart has 1 runner, a green die. It is Hobart's turn. Hobart decides to end his turn. Hobart banks 3 brains. He now has a total of 3 brains. It is your turn. Roll dice.
So I thought I'd let you hear what that sounds like. Basically, you keep rolling the dice. If you get 2 shotguns, it's usually a good idea to bank before you get 1 more and lose all your progress. So basically, we just keep on going here until one of us gets to 13. The other keyboard command I forgot to mention, if you hit G...
roll dice.
Or maybe it's Shift-G? Control-G?
Your gender is currently male. Please choose a gender. Male.
Alright, so Control-G will let you choose your gender of your player.
Male. Female. Non-binary. Cancel.
So those are your options. I'll just leave it on male.
Roll dice.
Because I am a male. Let's keep on playing this here.
You shake the cup and select three dice from it at random. You have selected a green die, a red die, and a yellow die. You roll the dice. You roll, runner, runner, and brain. You now have a total of one brain and zero shotguns. You have two runners, a green die and a red die. It is your turn. Roll dice.
All right, let's roll this again.
You shake the cup and select a die from it at random. You have selected a green die. You will also re-roll your two runners. You roll the dice. You roll, runner, shotgun, and shotgun. You now have a total of one brain and two shotguns. End turn and bank your brains. You decide to end your turn. You bank one brain.
And I'm just going to ignore a lot of this because it gets very
Hobart shakes the
repetitive
cup.
Very quickly.
Hobart has
I'm just going
to
bypass a lot of this. Obviously, if you need to review something, you can hit control or home end to go to the top and bottom of the buffer and then page up and page down to review messages. But I'm just going to skip a lot of this because otherwise it would drive you crazy.
Shakes the cup.
So the computer is playing.
Yep,
and it just lost all its
roll dice.
Stuff.
You shake the cup and select three dice from it at random. You have selected a green die, a yellow die, and a green die. You roll the dice. You roll, shotgun, brain, and runner. You now have a total of one brain and one shotgun. Roll dice.
So a lot of these games you can play by yourself with bots. I think the only ones you can't are Cards Against Humanity, Apples to Apples, and Werewolf. I believe those require actual humans. And they require multiple people, so I believe a lot more than just two. Apples to Apples and Cards Against Humanity require three, and I think Werewolf requires at least three.
Roll dice. You shake the cup and select two dice from it at random. You have selected a red die and a red die. You will also...
Ah, crap. Alright, I'll just wait for the computer to take its turn. And, yeah, if I have it started, you hit B to add bots to your game and shift B
Hobart
to remove them.
Hobart.
You can hit K if you're the game master to kick people or bots out.
Hobart decide.
Like this.
Choose a player to kick from the game. Hobart. Cancel. Canceled. Roll dice.
It's not quite as open as Quentin C in terms of you can make games and reopen them and change properties of them. Once you make a game, you generally can't change its properties, which is the only downside. And also, there is no way to spectate games. So if people have already started games, unlike Quentin C, you can't join in the middle of one and observe.
You shake the cup and select three dice from it at random. You have selected a green die, a yellow die, and a green die. You roll the dice. You roll, runner, brain, and runner. You now have a total of one brain and zero shotguns. You have two runners, a green die, and a roll die. You shake the cup and select a die from it at random. You have selected a red die. You will also re-roll your two runners. You roll the dice. You roll, shotgun, shotgun, and brain. You now have a total of two brains and two shotguns. Roll in turn. You decide to end your turn. You bank two brains. You now have a total of three brains. It is Hobart's turn.
Yeah, I think the computer's going to beat me.
Hobart has selected a green dot. Hobart trolls, runner, runner, and shotgun. Hobart shakes the...
Blah, Hobart blah, has blah.
Hobart trolls. Hobart trolls, shotgun, brain, and runner. Hobart now has...
I'll show you the music in here just for the sake of it. This is what the music sounds like in this game. Each game generally has its own music track for the menu and the game, so just keep that in mind.
Roll dice.
I'm not a fan of most of the music. I turn it off.
You shake the cup and select three dice from it at random. You have selected a green die, and a red die. You roll the dice. You roll, brain, brain, and runner. You now have a total of two brains and zero shotguns. You have one runner, a red die. It is your turn. Roll dice.
All right, so I'm gonna roll again, and I should re-roll two dice. And the runner.
You shake the cup and select two dice from it at random. You have selected a green die and a green die. You will also re-roll your one runner. You roll the dice. You roll, brain, shotgun, and runner. You now have a total of three brains and one shotgun. You roll dice. You shake the cup and select two dice from it at random. You have selected a yellow die and a yellow die. You will also re-roll your one runner. You roll the dice. You roll, shotgun, brain, and runner. You now have a total of four brains and two shotguns. In turn, you decide to end your turn. You bank four brains. You now have a total of seven brains. It is Hobart.
Almost there.
Hobart shake. Hobart has selected a green die. Hobart trolls, runner, shotgun, and runner. Hobart now has a total of zero brains and one shotgun. Hobart has selected a yellow die. Hobart trolls, runner, runner, and shotgun. Hobart now has a total of zero brains and two shotguns. Hobart has selected.
Blah, blah, blah.
Hobart trolls. Hobart shakes the... Hobart has selected a... Hobart rolls the dice. Hobart now has a total of 2 brains and 2 shotguns. Hobart has 2 runners, a green die and a yellow die. It is Hobart's turn. Hobart decides to end his turn. Hobart banks 2 brains. He now has a total of 8 brains. Roll dice.
So you shake the cup
and select 3 dice from it at random. You have selected a green die, a red die, and a red die. You roll the dice. You roll, shotgun, runner, and runner. You now have a total of 0 brains and 1 shotgun. Roll die. You shake the cup and select a die from it at random. You have selected a green die. You will also re-roll your 2 runners. You roll the dice. You roll, shotgun, runner, and runner. You now have a total of 0 brains and 2 shotguns. Roll dice.
This game hates me.
You shake the
cup. Try this one more time.
You have selected... You roll the dice. You roll, shotgun, shotgun, and brain. You now have a total of 1 brain and 4 shotguns. You have 4 shotguns. You lose your 1 brain and your turn is over. It is Hobart.
Yeah,
Hobart
troll. I lost that. Hobart Computer might beat me.
Hobart has selected a green. Hobart trolls, brain. Hobart shakes the cup and selects 3 dice from it at random. Hobart has selected a red die, a yellow die, and a red die. Hobart rolls the dice. Hobart rolls, brain, runner, and runner.
Come on.
Hobart has selected a green die. Hobart will also re-roll his 2 runners. Hobart rolls the dice. Hobart rolls, brain, and runner. Hobart now has a total of 7 brains and 1 shotgun.
Hobart rolls, beat me.
Hobart rolls, shotgun, brain, and brain. Hobart now has a total of 9 brains and 2 shotguns. It is Hobart's turn. Hobart decides to end his turn. Hobart banks 9 brains. He now has a total of 17 brains. Hobart has reached the winning score of 13 brains. If no one beats his score before everyone has taken a turn, he will win. It is your turn. Roll dice.
All right, let's see if I can beat the computer. I doubt it.
You shake the cup and select 3 dice from it at random. You have selected a yellow die, a red die, and a red die. You roll the dice. You roll, runner, shotgun, and shotgun. You now have a total of 0 brains and 2 roll dice. You shake the cup and select 2 dice from it at random. You have selected a green die and a yellow die. You will also re-roll your 1 runner. You roll the dice. You roll, brain, runner, and runner. You now have a total of 1 brain and 2 shotgun. Roll dice. You shake the cup and select a die from
this
it. You
bad.
Have selected a green die. You roll, runner, brain, and brain. You now have a total of 3 brains and 2 shotguns. You have 1 runner, a green die. It is your turn. Roll dice.
So I've got 3 brains now. I think if you hit S...
You have 7 brains. Hobart has 17 brains.
Yeah, okay. So even if I banked right now, it wouldn't be enough. So let's just try this again here.
You shake the cup and select 2 dice from it at random. You have selected a yellow... You roll, runner, brain, and brain. You now have a total of 5 brains and 2 shotguns. You have 1 runner, a yellow die. It is your turn. Roll dice.
So 7.
You have 7 brains.
That's only 12. I need
you shake
more.
The cup and select 2 dice from it at random. You have selected a yellow die and a green die. You will also re-roll your 1 runner. You roll the dice. You roll, brain, runner, and brain. You now have a total of 7 brains and 2 shotguns. You have 1 runner, a green die. Roll dice.
That's still not enough.
You shake the cup and select 2 dice from it at random. You have selected a green die and a red die. You will also re-roll your 1 runner. You roll the dice. You roll, shotgun, runner, and brain. You now have a total of 8 brains and 3 shotguns. You have 3 shotguns. You lose your 8 brains and your turn is over. Hobart has won the game with a total of 17 brains. You had 7 brains. This is your 15th loss. The game will terminate in 30 seconds.
So that's basically how games work. And particularly how that game works. That one's pretty... easy to pick up. So now the game is going to end.
Would you like to receive a transcript of this game by email? Yes.
Yeah, so if you want to receive a transcript that gives you all the information about what happened during that game, you can do that. It will send it to the email address that you registered when you signed up for the service.
No.
I'm just going to choose no.
Select an option from the main menu. New game.
All right, so I think the last thing I'm going to do is show you how the social features of this work. You do have a friends list if I hit Control F.
Friends list, just in a third Christmas tree, on chat rooms, not in a game.
So I've got a bunch of people in my friends list.
The evil chocolate cookie, offline. Bryant, offline. Seth Gimmer, offline.
If you hit enter on any of these, like let's go up to this one.
Justin Ether Christmas tree on chat room. Justin Ether Christmas tree send PM.
I think that's saying just another Christmas tree. Yeah, players can change their nicknames. It's very confusing. Anyway, if you choose a friend here,
send PM.
You can send a private message.
Invite to game.
You can invite that person to the game.
Remove friend.
Or you can remove the person from your list.
Exit. Friends list, Justin Ether Christmas tree.
Now, if we go to the bottom of this here.
The evil chocolate. Exit. Enable or disable private messages.
You can turn private messages on and off, so if you don't want people to PM you, You can turn that off here. This is the last item in this menu, so I'm going to go up.
Set private message privacy option.
Set private message privacy.
You are currently receiving private messages from everyone. Please choose an option. Receive private messages from everyone. Receive private messages from friends only. Cancel. Friends list. Justin Ether.
Yeah, so if you want to change that to only receive private messages from people in your friends list, you can do that. I don't necessarily mind if anyone can PM me. And again, my username on here, just like most other places, is S-L-A-N-N-O-N. Slannon.
Friends list.
Is how I've always pronounced it.
The evil child. Brian.
So let's go at the bottom here.
And set Twitter options.
You can authorize this to Twitter.
Twitter options. Log into Twitter. Log out. Done. Done. Friends list. Justin Ether Christmas tree.
This, I believe, lets you post on Twitter and say, I'm playing a game on RS Games. Join me. I don't use Twitter anymore, so I don't care about that. But if you use Twitter.
The evil child. Exit.
You can change that here.
In Twitter, friend requests. Add friend. Next, offline.
And then we have
add friend.
Add friend and friend requests.
Friend requests. Want to find demonstrations of technology?
Yeah, shut up. If we go to friend requests.
You have no friend requests. Friends list. Justin Ether.
I have no friend requests. I'm sure I'll get a bunch of them once people find this video, though.
The evil child. Exit.
It's actually quite interesting that I've been using the chat rooms on here, and lots of people know me from YouTube, which is pretty cool.
In Twitter, friend request, add friend.
And then, of course, you can add a friend.
Enter a user to add. Select from online users. Cancel.
So you can either choose a username by typing it in manually, or you can choose from the online list. And once you send it, the other person will be notified. I think it also sends an email to the person that you request. So that's kind of useful. And then you can come in here as the recipient and accept or decline it.
Cancel. Friends list. Friends. The evil child. Exit. Exiting. New game.
And I believe if you hit Control-I.
Ignore list. Add user to ignore list.
You can add people to your ignore list. So if people are bothering you, you can ignore them and you won't get messages from them.
Exit. Exiting. Right. New game.
So let's show you how the chat rooms work here real quick.
Please choose a game. You know, Cards Against Humanity. Chat rooms.
So I just hit C twice.
Press Control plus F1 for game instructions. Select an option from the main menu. New room.
And here we are in the chat rooms area. I guess this really isn't anything that new because you've always been able to voice chat since, I want to say, 2012 or 13. But I guess it provides a convenient place to do it. So I'm going to hit W.
There are three players in various chat rooms. They are Bogdan Mursin, Blue Dragon, and AudioGamer 923. There are four players not in a chat room. They are the Fire Lord, Slannon, Justin Ether Christmas Tree, and Deathwing.
So let's see if I can get some people to join me here. I'm going to...
Join room. List rooms.
Obviously, you
our
have...
end of the year clearance is no...
Shut up. Stupid ads.
Polls.
You have all the same options that you do in all these menus.
Switch game. Force re-download of sounds. Quit. First read. New room.
Make a new room here.
Would you like this room to be private? Yes. No.
Again, if you want it to be private, I'm going to choose no.
Do you want to set an initial topic for this room? Yes.
Yes, we do.
Please enter the new room topic now. Dialogue. Please enter.
I'll just call this YouTube demonstration by joining you agree. You will be recorded as part of a demonstration of RS Games for YouTube. I can read that. I can read the line.
YouTube demonstration. By joining, you agree you will be recorded as part of a demonstration of RS Games for YouTube. RS Games client chat rooms, text.
So I've made the room.
Do you want to set an initial topic for this room?
I think it's created, let's see.
There are three players in various chat rooms.
Wait.
RS Games. There are three players in...
Why
start
is it
RS Games
this?
Client chat. There are three players in various chat rooms. They are Bogdan Mursin, Blue Dragon, and AudioGamer 923. There are four players not in a chat room. They are the Fire Lord, Slannen.
That didn't work. Hold on. Let me close the client.
The game will now close.
Let's try this again here.
Start with... Welcome to the RS Games. RS. Login as Slannen. Welcome to... You. Cards. Chat with... Press control. New room. Would you like this? No. Do you want to set an initial topic for the... Yes. Please enter the new room.
We'll just try this all in one go. YouTube demonstration. YouTube demonstration. You agree you will be recorded as part of a demonstration of RS Games for YouTube.
E blank RS Games client chat rooms text.
Oh, I don't think it likes the length of my topic.
The game will now close. Audacity. Start. RS. With RS game. Login as Slannen.
Let's see. Let's try this one more
time. Unit. Cards. Chat rooms. Press control. New room.
Let's see here. I'm going to make this
Would
again.
You like to? No. Do you want to say? Yes. Please enter the new room topic now. Dialogue. Please enter the new room topic now.
YouTube. Demonstration.
RS Games client chat rooms. Text. Do you want only the game master, usually the creator of the room, to be able to change the topic? Yes.
All right, so it doesn't like how long I made that. Now it's asking if you want the game master to only be able to change the topic. Yes.
This chat room can be set up with built-in functions for rolling dice and other game-related activities, for use in D&D and other tabletop role-playing or other types of games. Do you want to enable these functions? Yes.
Sure, why not?
These functions can be made accessible to only the game master, usually the person who created the chat room, or they can be made available for anyone in the room to use. Should these functions be accessible only to the game master? Yes.
Yes, just to cut down on spam.
Room created. Please wait for players to join your room. Press enter to close the room to new players. To enable voice chat, press control plus shift plus V. You must be using version 2.0 of the client for voice chat to work.
So I can hit control shift V.
Voice chat enabled.
If I wanted to close this and no longer make it available to people, maybe the people I wanted to join joined it, I could hit enter. And that would close it and basically hide it from the list of rooms. So that's basically it. At this point, you just wait for people to join. If they want, they can send chat messages by hitting F2. They can send voice chats. The voice chat quality on here isn't the greatest. It's in mono, but I mean, I guess it's not terrible. Let's see. I guess I can show you the dice feature real quick, and if no one joins, well, that's all right. Let's hit D.
Choose the type of dice to roll. D4.
So you can roll different types of dice.
D6, D8, D10, D12, D20, 2D6, 2D20, custom, cancel.
And you can roll custom dice.
Custom.
It'll ask you for the sides and the number of dice. I think the recommended maximum is 20d20, which is a lot. Let's just do...
2d20. 2d6, 2d20.
Let's roll 2d20. Why not?
You roll 2d20. 16 and 13.
So that's basically what that's for. It's handy if you're playing, I don't know, I guess like D&D or things like that. But yeah, that's basically how the chat feature works. Like, I guess if there's enough interest, I can make another part of this where I demo the chat feature in more detail. But yeah, I think that's about it, really. I mean, there's a whole bunch of games in here. I could demo them all, but honestly, that would take forever and it wouldn't be practical. I'm going to hit Q to get out of here.
Are you sure you want to leave the room? Yes.
It asks me if I'm sure I want to leave.
Would you like to receive a transcript? No.
No transcript.
Voice chat disabled. New room.
And it disabled voice chat. That's basically how it works. I'm trying to think if there's anything I forgot. If you hit tab while you're in a game, it will tell you the players in that game and who the game master is. I think I already went over that, but if not, it's good to know. Control F8 will let you reply to the people that have PM'd you.
You haven't received any private messages this session. New room.
And of course, it tells me I haven't received anything. But yeah, I think that's about it. So I'm going to go ahead and actually close this out.
Quit. The game will now close. Audacity.
And there you go. That is your overview of RS Games. It's a decent platform. I remember it when it was RS Monopoly. And that was, I want to say, December of 2009. And then, of course, they transitioned to the client in, I want to say, mid-2010. It's a decent platform. I think in some ways, though, it's very behind. The client itself doesn't output text to the screen, which is the one thing I really do like about Quentin C, is it outputs all of its information visually. So it makes it much easier to play with people that have vision. You can use the web client, of course. I suppose that would work if you have vision and you want to play with people. But the web client is very primitive. I don't know why they haven't really upgraded it, but you can use that if you want to. But yeah, I mean, I guess it's a decent platform. They generally come out with games on the anniversary, which I believe is December 20th. So that was Monday, and we thought we were going to get something cool that was new, but they just added chat rooms, which, okay, I mean, I guess that's kind of cool. But anyway, that's going to do it for me. If you have any questions, of course, you can always reach out to me via the comments, and I'll try to get back to you. My username on RS Games is SLANNON. I'll also put that on the video description. I don't go on there too often. I tend to prefer Quentin C, but the chat room feature is kind of interesting to mess around with. I'm not a major fan of it because they can get quite crowded, and I don't like groups of people generally. I find I like talking to one person most of the time, maybe two or three max if I have to. But yeah, hopefully you guys found that useful, and you guys take care. Until next time, bye.